Vai que um dia eu gosto e começo a ver além do que era pra ser.
Hello, you're listening to Brazilian Portuguese Podcast by reallylearnportuguese.com. My name is Guilherme Mendes from Brazil, and today I'm going to be your host here in this amazing podcast. To record this episode with me, I have my dear friend, Emilio Freitas. Good morning, Emilio.
Good morning, Guilherme. What up, people? How are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing great and ready to learn another Brazilian expression, right?
Yeah, let's go, Emilio. And as we always do, we like to go straight to the subject. And today we have a brand new Brazilian Portuguese expression to teach you guys. The expression for this episode is mitar. Okay, it's just a word, of course, but the way this expression came into our vocabulary was pretty interesting, right, Emilio? So let me say it again. Mitar. Okay, Emilio, let's do a technical explanation first, and then we go to the examples, okay?
Okay, my friend Guilherme. So let's start by explaining a little bit how mitar emerged. Mitar is a term that emerged and is widely used on the internet, in which it has the meaning of turning something into a myth or doing something in an exemplary way, if I can say this way. Mm-hmm. And my friend Guilherme, it's not only phrases, but also you can see this expression in many songs, you know, and videos that you can see around the internet that use these terms to identify a remarkable moment in which someone showed an incredible ability to perform some type of action. This term is not present in the Portuguese dictionary due to the fact that mitar is a neologism. That is, the term is a word that was created from the original term mito, which is a noun. So basically, to summarize what you're saying, mitar or mito is from someone who actually performs some remarkable tasks. Right, Guilherme?
Okay, so let's finish this episode because you explained it so well, man. But jokes aside, yeah, that's pretty much it. So when you do something pretty good, we are saying that you mito, which would be the past tense of this verb, okay? We basically transformed, or in other words, we created this word from something that was already present in our dictionary, but not in the same way, right? It was not a verb. The word myth was not a verb in Portuguese. But, you know, using social media, we are in touch with people that are very creative. And people started saying this and using this word in several comments on the internet. And it's pretty much a new word that we added in our dictionary. Okay, Emilio, so let's give them a example of this word in a sentence in a real world, and then they can understand better, okay? Emilio, você viu meu comentário na publicação dela? Eu simplesmente mitei. Let me say it again, a little bit slower. Emílio, você viu meu comentário na publicação dela? Eu simplesmente mitei. Right, Emílio, what did I just say in this sentence?
You're pretty much saying that. Have you seen what I just published into somebody's post? And then you finalize the expression saying, eu mitei, which means I own it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so pretty much what happened is you're trying to brag yourself a little bit about something that you have done, and you've done it in a perfect way that you mito, which means the other person has nothing else to say to you. A similar term, Guilherme, that we might someday explain to our listeners, but I believe this term is almost the same as mitar, but maybe more in the horrible part of it would be lacrar, right? Would be something similar to mitar. They both have the meanings of saying that you own a situation, but usually lacrar, it's more pejorative, like it's something bad. But that comes from another class. Mitar, on that case, is just you own it. You just published something there, mm-hmm. and it was the best post into that girl's Facebook, whatever.
Yeah, perfect, Emilio. My comment was so relevant. My comments, the first one in this girl's page, for example. So I could say that I mitei, right?
Yes.
Okay. Guys, what do you think about this expression? Do you have any questions? Did you like this expression? If you have any question, you can put in the comment section of this post in our